My grandmother's pound cake. My grandmother Eloise always had a pound cake at her house. If there wasn't one on the counter in the oversized cookie tin, there was one in the freezer. I remember standing beside her in her spotlessly scrubbed kitchen, helping her to measure out the ingredients. She was insistent that the dry ingredients always be sifted three times. This was my grandmother's ministry. She made these cakes for all occasions, for celebrations, illnesses, trips, and deaths. She was a woman of few words, so she expressed her love and concern by baking these practical cakes for others. The only extravagant ingredient in her cake was vanilla, and only a teaspoon. Almost anyone can find the ingredients for a pound cake in their own kitchen: flour, sugar, butter, eggs, milk, baking powder, salt, and vanilla. That's it. It's an entirely practical cake, no frills, no icing. It travels well and freezes well. As a child of the Depression, Eloise was a no-nonsense, practical woman. She was not a warm and fuzzy, touchy-feely grandmother. Tired of how people could never get her name right, she legally changed it from Ella Louise to Eloise, since that is what everyone called her. She had a big heart and a sharp tongue and was opinionated with a strong sense of right and wrong. Her growing up years were difficult. Her father's drinking made him unreliable. Her mother was left to raise seven children, mostly alone. When her mother died young from an unknown cancer, Eloise, as one of the older siblings, took in her youngest sister. When her mother died young from an unknown cancer, Eloise, as one of the older siblings, took in her youngest sister while navigating her young marriage. She did not trust others would or could take care of her, so she worked hard to take care of herself and everyone else. Busyness was her superpower. But it was not busyness just for the sake of busyness. It was busy with a purpose. Eloise rarely sat still. While sitting, her hands were still moving, cracking pecans, polishing silver, peeling apples. The local grocery store manager would call her when he was about to throw out apples or pears that were going bad. She would pick them up, peel them, stew them with sugar, and freeze them. Nothing was wasted. These apples or pears accompanied nearly every meal served by her. Few people left her house without something from her freezer, whether it was a pound cake, apples, pears, or corn our family put up in the summers. I believe she knew what Desmond Tutu and the Dalai Lama spoke about regarding compassion. Archbishop Tutu noted, "But when you say, 'How can I help?' even amid your deep anguish, it's got an alchemy that transforms your pain. It may not take it away, but it becomes, in a way, bearable, more than it was at the time when you were just saying, 'Poor me,' thinking only about yourself." Eloise experienced much hurt as a child and a young adult, which I knew haunted her, but she never let it slow her down. With her faithfulness to the church, I believe that her sufferings fueled her service in the world. She was one of the many strong women in the small Baptist church of my childhood who organized, ran, and led church's work. She was one of the many strong women in the small Baptist church of my childhood who organized, ran, and led the church's work. They may not have been visible during the worship service, but church wouldn't have happened without these women. Eloise was the one who taught my mother, and who then in turn taught my sisters and me about what it meant to be of use in this broken world, and more importantly, to be of use in ways that serve others. Eloise died in 2009 after living with the after effects of a stroke for 5 years. This faithful, busy, purpose-driven woman learned late in life also what it meant to be served. Reluctantly, she learned to allow her daughters and others to care for her intimately. It was not easy to feel purposeful when busyness was no longer her superpower. Finally, however, she learned one of her last lessons. She realized she could trust others to care for her and allow others to experience the same purposeful, practical service she had faithfully offered throughout her long life.